Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome to Prop Live, your prop and costume making Q&A session. I'm Bill, and today we have a really cool guest lineup just next to me, two handsome gentlemen. We have Noah and Pedro from Adafruit.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Glad to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys have your own little graphics there. That's great. Of course, we didn't correspond, so I clipped them off, but it's pretty good.
Quite okay.
That's awesome. You guys obviously have your act together, and we all have our act together because we've been planning on doing this for about 6 months now, and it finally happened.
That's right. Yeah, we reached out to you, I think, last year of December, wanted to collaborate with you. Mm-hmm. And it's been a little bit of back and forth with emails, but that's how usually it is.
Yes, it is.
And we're really excited to work on some projects with you.
That's awesome.
And get you started with some electronics.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. And I'm excited about it too, because that is the area where that is my Achilles heel. That's where I have a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. And that's one thing that Adafruit's really trying to push hard for, is for more cosplayers to integrate circuits, LEDs, NeoPixels, microcontrollers, mm-hmm. into their, not just props, but their costumes as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Now, you guys, where are you guys based out of?
So we're in South Florida, but okay. Adafruit as a whole is based out of New York City. Gotcha. In Manhattan area.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool, but your reach is global, far, far reaching across the planet. Yeah. Awesome. So you mentioned specifically about talking about cosplay. I've got your website loaded up here. Under the blog section and under the shopping section, you have a cosplay and costuming area. So for the shop, you just go to cosplay right there. And immediately I see things like a little graphic display, some cool batteries, wearable electronic platform. I don't even know what that is, but I bet you guys can tell me.
Yeah, totally.
So that's actually how we found Adafruit when we were researching what's the next thing going to be with 3D printing and incorporating electronics is one of the things that just came up when I was searching for...
Just lights. I think you were searching for lights. We were making like signs, like Etsy signs, YouTube signs, any type of sign. We just wanted to add light to it, so... Just sort of searching through LEDs, that's how you found Adafruit. We got on their show and tell. We started using some of their components in our sort of designs. And they do a weekly show and tell where they invite folks all over the globe to come on their Google Hangout and show what kind of projects they're working on. And if they like it, they'll ask if you want to write a tutorial, because we have a nice sort of tutorial platform on learn.adafruit.com. Mm. So we started with that, and that was like 3 years ago, and we've been doing a weekly project ever since.
That's awesome.
So we sort of took over the 3D printing aspect of Adafruit, I guess.
Yeah, and you guys do the layer by layer videos?
Oh yeah, I like to do sort of tutorial based live streams. Sometimes it's not, sometimes it is, of just kind of sharing some techniques that go into some of the projects that we work on. Sometimes it's cosplay stuff, but more or less it's like enclosure designs, mm-hmm. Raspberry Pi type stuff, like Game Boys and just sort of like little Raspberry Pi computers.
It's funny you say that too, because so that I have here the thing that you guys sent me, we'll talk about in just a moment, but I immediately tried to 3D print a little thing to hold it, and my engineering is not where it should be, so it didn't work out the best. I'm going to have to do it again. The little pegs I made don't line up.
The Arduino's got those kind of weird pegs where like it's they're not perfectly like symmetrical. Yeah, that one's a little bit tough.
I worry though. It takes at least 20 times to print out to have something that actually lines up.
So that's a little adventure I went on today. So what I'm stoked about too, like I was saying, just that there's a section on Adafruit about stuff you can buy, but you have the whole learning section and the blog, and there's a ton of stuff in there for, let's say, for just cosplay.
Oh, yeah. PT, who works with Lamar, runs Adafruit. He hired Amy Ratcliffe to do all of this cosplay blogging. I think she's a cosplayer herself, so she does a lot of coverage and a few interviews and things. So she's like our core like cosplay correspondent, I guess you call her. So yeah, it's fun.
That's great. I see. I think I know who. Yeah. My buddy DJ is on there with his crazy arms with lights in them and
freaking
sweet stuff. So he had like these lights that were he made this armor bit, but there's lights in the armor that glow and pulse and everything. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see that in a costume, I'm like, awesome. I need that. I want to design a costume around that feature.
Yeah, no, it's really the lights that make it come to life, huh?
Yeah. Yes. And it can be, you know, as simple as, like, just wiring standard LEDs, no microcontroller, mm-hmm. to just, like, a coin cell battery, and that's, like, the easiest way to get started.
That's my level. That's so. You're talking my language. I can do that.
Right? Yeah. And then bringing it up to, like, the next step is, like, NeoPixels, definitely. So instead of two wires, you add one more wire.
Okay.
Which feeds data from, like a $7 trinket, which is a little microcontroller. You plug it into your computer, and you upload some code. And that's one thing that Adafruit is really nice at, is they give a lot of this demo code, step-by-step instructions to how to set up your Arduino IDE so you can get that code set up on your system. And we also do sort of troubleshooting support. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has any problems setting up their microcontroller or their LEDs or wiring, we have a dedicated team that can assist people through a forum or through email on how to get their stuff started. But we want everyone to have like a good, easy first time, because it can be a little bit frustrating. Yeah. But it's always getting better. Like every time there's a new update. I mean, usually, you know, software updates are like, oh, no,
don't. But yeah.
For a good example here, I see a NeoPixel ring, and I immediately think, oh, I can make glowing Star-Lord eyes, right? Because you can see through the middle of that ring and then have lights going out of it.
Exactly. And that's one of our, like, core project is we call them the NeoPixel goggles.
Yeah.
So we sell, like, these goggles. And it's a kit, too. So we sell the microcontroller, the LEDs, and the battery so that you can wire everything up. And then the instruction guide comes with that. So you just follow it step by step.
And a video that comes along with that as well.
And there's all these little sub videos, too, that we try to, like, here's how to learn how to solder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? So that's always a good combination of tutorials.
Yeah, I think Lamar always likes to position Adafruit as a tutorial company with a gift shop at the end.
Yeah, and we see that, you know, you're doing like the same formula where it's information is pretty much the best form of advertising.
Yeah.
You give out the free stuff, all the tutorial stuff.
And even beyond the tutorials, even the all the controller boards, we give away all the Eagle CAD files. So if you have a little circuit miller, you can go out and mill your own, you know, with the traces and everything. We give all that stuff away because the reach is way more broader that way, too. Yeah.
That is super cool.
People are able to piggyback on it.
That's fantastic. So I've got... earlier today, we asked our wonderful chat for some questions, and one of them specifically, Wade, had a question here. He says, do you have any experience with voice changers? Funny you should ask that, Wade. He wants to sound more mechanical and menacing, but he doesn't know how to do this. I think Wade was reading my thoughts, because that's exactly the project that we cooked up for my costume. I'm doing the mechanist from Fallout, and he's got this weird mechanical voice. So you guys cooked up something and sent it to me, and I've got it right here. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is using two components. It's using the Arduino Uno. So the Arduino Uno is like the vanilla type of microcontroller. So you can upload code to it, and it can do all sorts of things like reading sensors, lighting up lights, or powering different components and turning them off and on. And then the thing on top of it is called an Arduino Shield, and the Arduino Shield is like an add-on to the Uno that gives it more functionality. So this Arduino Shield can actually do quite a few different things. It's called the Wave Shield, and Lamar, who runs Adafruit and started Adafruit, she designed the Wave Shield. And what it does is it processes audio, so you can play back wave files, hence the name, like the Wave Shield. Or AIFs, I think you can do those as well.
Org.
Yeah, so it has an onboard processor to process that audio, and the Arduino is like an 8 megahertz, you know, machine. It's really, really slow. So you got to have this add-on stuff to process, specifically to decode the wave audio format. And so with that, you can do different things where you can process audio coming in. So there's a microphone as well. This is a little electric microphone. So it's wired into one of the pinouts, so that it can actually process the audio live and then modulate it.
Mm-hmm.
The one caveat, though, is that because it has such a slow processor, is that you have to reset it if you want to change the pitch.
Yep.
So to change the pitch, there's a little potentiometer, which is like an adjustable resistor that can be read through the Arduino and then change the voice.
Yeah, I'm just poking at it right here on the camera for everyone. So cool. You change it there and then hit the button to reset it. So then I've got the two boards apart, so they just go back together just like this. And then we can give it a little demo. And I can sound funny on camera, which is always, always a bonus.
Yeah, so as a part of there's also a way to wire in buttons so that you can trigger a button. And it can play back sound effects.
Yeah.
So it also has that capability. So there's actually a couple sound effects already on the little SD card.
Yeah, I saw that. There's an SD card in here, and it can play back some stuff. So I've got to hear the audio, I have this little Bluetooth speaker that I already had, and it has an auxiliary plug in there. So I can just plug it. There's a jack on the Wave, so I can plug it in right there. Plug it in right there. And I've got a powered speaker. And this thing is small enough I can just hide it right in my costume somewhere, which is pretty awesome. And then I threw that, and I got a 9-volt battery so I can power the whole doodad there. And what I was working on today was an enclosure that my failed experiment, so I can contain all of this and protect it inside of my costume. But I plug it all in like that. So I turn on my – I should turn on my speaker first. Speaker's on. Got it. Plug this in. I want to plug it in because it plays a fun noise.
It's got the Mac startup chime. That's how you know it's on and working.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a perfect feature.
So there. Hello, this is Bill, and I sound creepy and weird.
Demonic Bill.
Yeah. So not only can you go like high pitched or weird, but you can go low and sound all creepy. So blah. And I.
Yeah,
very impressed with how well the microphone picks me up because I'm way over here.
Oh, yes. And
adjust that as well.
There is an adjustable audio gain on the back of the little microphone. There's like this tiny little screw.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so if you want to have it pick up even more noise, you can have it a little bit more further away from you if you want. The only caveat with that is I think it'll pick up a little bit of noise, so you hear a little bit of static, but you won't even hear that if you're like in a nice noisy environment.
Yeah. Right.
Convention.
Yeah.
Sound okay.
Well, what I like about it, and I'm going to turn it down so I don't, because I'm weirding myself out, is I originally figured this would have to be attached to my helmet on the inside, but which means when I take the helmet off, it's going to be an issue. But I can just like put it on my lapel or on my chest armor, and then I'm good to go. It'll totally pick it up because you can see if I just put it right here, it has no problem picking me up. That sounds great.
Sweet. And the big wheel, the big black wheel that's on the Wave Shield, that's also volume.
Yeah, that's what I'm tinkering with right now. And this thing can get very loud too. All right, let's change the pitch so I can sound like a chipmunk. Do that. Give it a reset, see if that... Okay. Oh, there we go. I should just do the rest of the show like this, and that won't be really annoying.
That into the helium.
Helium / robot.
So that's great. I think the effect I want for this particular character is somewhere in between those two extremes. So that is fantastic. That for what I need it for the mechanist costume, that's perfect. I just need to tidy all this up, hide it in my costume. Good to go. That's going to be super fun. Now, where do people go if they want to do exactly this? Where should I send
them?
Yeah,
sure. So I actually followed the tutorial for that project.
Yeah.
This was originally developed by Philip Burgess. He does a lot of the code for all of the projects. And if you go to learn.adafruit.com, you can just put in the search box a voice modulator, and that project should show right up. So it comes as a kit, and you have to solder the little chips, the little capacitors, the little resistors all into that. But normally, with something more like glowy, something more like that's not as complicated as a voice modulator, the things are kind of already soldered for you. This one was really like one of the classic Adafruit kits. Like this one is kind of a legacy project, and I had to blow the dust off the code because this thing is kind of old. But it's a really good one, that so much so that it hasn't really been updated since. There's a lot of new components. Everything's just miniaturized and smaller, but it would take a little bit more work to to get it in a smaller package. So I figured, just go with something that works and that's proven to just be easy to put together. So it took I did a time lapse, actually. So if you actually want to incorporate the time lapse into like a build video or something, I'm more than happy to send it your way.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just me like putting the parts together and following the tutorial and making sure that all the little pieces fit in the right slots.
Great.
Yeah, it's been a while since I put together a nice kit like that. So that was actually kind of fun.
Cool. Super fun. Gets your soldering skills up to par.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got a new soldering iron on Prime Day, so I'm set. I'm nice. All good to go.
Awesome. And I see Lon on or Ian on the chat room saying Phil Burgess is Paint Your Dragon.
Yeah.
He also streams now and then on Twitch.
Lon's awesome. Lon is definitely this sort of stuff is definitely his jam.
Sweet.
Let me
look. He's in the chat right there.
Hey.
Oh. Hello.
All right.
Yay.
let's see here. Oh, so that question came to us from Wade. There you go, Wade.
Awesome.
What else do we have here? We're going to dive into more questions from more people, but do you guys have anything in particular on hand that you want to show off?
Yeah, we have quite a few different projects they have in the back here.
Let's see them.
I don't know. Should which go, one. Like, do you want to start with something
see
more?
Guns or props?
Yeah, what do you guys want to see? Like a gun?
Yeah,
or...
we want to see a gun.
Okay, cool.
So go I think straight one of, for the
let's
heat.
Let's start with guns, easy right? stuff. Let's start with the easy stuff. I like your...
the Gunblade one or...
that's one, yes. The gun.
Yeah, one of the most easiest ones, I think, with just a coin cell and a LED. So... this is the little stabber thing from...
the syringe from the little sister from Bioshock.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a simple little LED inside there with a transparent PLA little red cylinder in there. Mm-hmm. We're just using the Ninja Flex on that to do the little...
The nipple.
The nipple.
It's a nipple.
It's a kid show.
It's okay. Everyone has nipples. It's fair.
So we're using the copper fill filament.
Oh.
Yeah, you can polish this. You can... rust it so you can get like batia on there. Just didn't have enough time to do all that, but the little
the trigger is it, the trigger, yeah. Yeah, so it's a little bendy thing. It's just thin enough and sort of thick enough as well, which is kind of oxymoron, but it's actually a little button that just closes the circuit so that the LED can to get power from the little coin cell. It's just put it together with screws, right? So it's two halves that are hollow. You print them up like that. And
seam there. And this is just all printed as one piece on a Type A machine.
Well, several pieces, I mean. There's two halves, right? There's
two halves.
And then you screw them together.
And look, you guys, look at this. You've got a... thing on the blog with all the information. How perfect is that? I'm gonna link to that in the show notes, you guys.
Yeah, a video for it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and a video.
Yeah, I think my wife modeled as the little sister.
That's awesome.
She likes playing with makeup.
Well, the cosplay on that one.
And so that's a really cool and simple one. And the design files are up. So if anybody wants to download them, if they have a 3D printer, if they want to send it to somebody like Shapeways. Or 3D hubs, which is probably a nice option.
That's perfect.
Something on the same line. It's like the same circuit, really. It's just a button and an LED and a coin cell. This is from the anime Ruby.
Okay.
This is Lyran's gun. So, oh, I just fell off. So I have a little trigger here, and it's actuating a little button, and that just turns the little LED on. And in the bottom here, I have a coin cell, so that's where the power is coming. And then I have the little magazine hold the LED. Well, usually it's supposed to hold the LED, but with 3D printing, you know, sometimes tolerances are off, so that's why it fell out. So you got to like kind of print until you get it right. And then this is just like several pieces, which can come off like that. Probably won't be able to bring it back, but there's like little popsicle sticks that hold it in.
Yeah.
That's just one of those like techniques that you can do to align it. So it's printed in three pieces here, and then the green is just another piece that's sort of glued on to the gray piece here, and that's pretty much it. This was designed in 123D Design, which is pretty easy to use.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Like go-to. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of your videos. And 123 is a really good design package because it really has an intuitive interface, and you can do quite a bit of work in it. If you guys ever followed James Bruton, X-Robots,
yes.
He does amazing work in 123D design.
He really does.
And it's free software, so you guys can check that out if you're interested in sort of customizing or modeling your own props.
Yeah, I'll add a link to all this stuff in the show notes, everybody.
Awesome.
But they're tired of hearing me talk about 123D design.
I think everybody's saying probably to switch over to Fusion, right?
That's what I did, but I gotta tell you, if you're just getting into it, man, if 123D design was around when I was 15, boy, that would have been awesome. Oh.
Well, the good thing is that you can import all your 123D design files into Fusion.
Yeah.
So here's one that one of the third Fusion projects that I used, the freeform modeling tool, which is the Halo.
This thing's massive, here, Pedro. I can't. So this has, is it just two components?
So this is, one. It's like, oh my God, I can't even count. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Oh, the parts. Yeah, so this
like
is just
16 different parts. Yeah, because all the blades are all separated. Let me see. It's controlled through Bluetooth. So let me see if I can connect back onto this.
I want to point out, Goalcraft in the chat is saying that he used the wave shield for his Fallout AER-9 laser rifle. So he used that to make sounds for his space guns.
That's great.
That's something I can get behind for sure.
They just filled with
batteries,
Bluetooth.
Dead.
I think your battery died.
Yeah, but yeah, it's what was a 12-piece design, and yeah, all the blades are all two pieces glued together, and then the freeform modeling tool to do the handle here. Not a lot of detail, but all of the files are available if you want to go in there and continue to add detail to it and customize it to whatever parts you may have.
What I like about this is just like two components, right? It's one board and one LED and one battery.
And that handles doing the charge as well. So
you can recharge your battery, which we need to do. Yeah. And with these type of products, it's really crucial to have accessibility to your USB port.
Yes, so you have all your ports. It's just one port and one slide switch to turn on and off.
And there's all that is also on the website. So we'll link to that one as well. Really, really great stuff. Really cool.
And it's more Fallout stuff.
Oh, yeah. We like Fallout over here.
This is for Fallout 3, yeah. So if you guys remember Fallout 3, the Ray Blaster. So this one is a good example of using the new sound effects board that you basically don't really have to do any programming to it. You plug it in through USB to your computer.
Yeah,
and you just like it would be like an SD card or a compact flash card, you just drag drag WAV files onto the card, and then you wire buttons into just pins, and there's no programming. So whenever you push a button, it makes a sound. So in this case, yeah. So what's cool about it is you can combine different sound effects. So I can have like a start. A loop, which just loops. I'm holding down the button right now, so it's looping through that. And then when I let go, another sound effects trigger. So you can get really complicated with it without doing any programming. So that's really, really nifty. It has about, it comes in different flavors. So you have like a 2 megabyte version, a 20 megabyte version. So it just shows up like a regular SD card or a USB stick, yeah. I guess you could call it too. And then to control the lights, it has another microcontroller to control the NeoPixel that's in here. Mm. And the sound effects board also comes in other, it's just like four different ones, right? Yeah. There's one that has a built-in amplifier, so you don't have to add another amplifier. So you can wire up just any old speaker to it. I have the little speakers actually right here. So this thing's like jam-packed. Like did I get you in the eye?
Almost.
Sorry. And I just put a real laser. You know,
of course, you got to put a laser in it.
Just for show. So a NeoPixel, a little speaker, of course the sound effects board and the button to sort of trigger it.
Boy, that is really, really fantastic. Like that's the sort of stuff if you spend all this time building a really incredible prop that's going to set that take the prop to the next level. People yeah. don't expect it to have flashy lights and make sounds.
It goes pew.
Yeah. Oh, so
you can have it randomized too, so it can like pick different random sound effects. So you might not know what you're gonna get next. I thought I'd throw that in there. That one's kind of fun.
Lon in the chat is working on a space gun on his Twitch stream, and he's using that audio board, which is really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a really easy audio board to get started with.
I'm gonna. Yeah. That's immediately at the top of my list of things I want to try out.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what. I got a build coming up this summer from Fallout because we're obsessed over here. The Tesla rifle. It's a big like laser shooting or a lightning shooting gun. That's gonna have to have some sound effects in it, I think.
Oh yeah.
And there's enough room in that to put some big speakers too.
Yes. The big speakers, big battery.
Cool. Oh, yeah. All right. We've got a handful of questions. Before we jump into those, I have a couple of things because San Diego Comic-Con is coming up. You guys ever go to Comic-Con?
We have not yet, but we're meaning to go.
The main thing that I want to point out is that we're not going to have a show next week because Brittany, my wife, and I will both be at Comic-Con, so we won't have Prop Live. But we will have a meetup, and I believe we're going to do it on Thursday. And we have a post on the Punished Props Facebook page, an event. So if you're interested in going, go over to that event, hit that you're interested, and then if enough people are interested, we'll figure out where we're going to go. We'll probably find a bar somewhere and just go hang out and do a bit of a meetup. So, again, Punished Props Facebook page. If you're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, head on over there. That's all I've got. We've got some questions. The first one comes from Mark. And he is building an Iron Man. And has specific questions about lights and sounds for his Iron Man. So it sounds to me like he could get away with pretty much what you did with that blaster, right?
Yeah, that's what's cool about this. These projects are more about a starting point and remixing that, like what's already there. So you can take like... with every project that we do, it has, of course, it has code, and then it has a circuit diagram, which just shows you the wire connections for all the components. So it's really easy to get started with it, and that really helps out a lot. And a lot of the times, like when we rebuild the things, we look back at our tutorials circuit diagrams to make sure that we're wiring it correctly.
And then go above that as well. We give away all of the design files as well, so you can get all of the mounts that we use for all the circuit boards. So you can go ahead and reuse all of that as well, so you don't have to, you know, spend all this time measuring all the holes and everything.
Right.
You just grab our files and copy it, paste it right into your design file.
And with the code, it's really easy to like add more NeoPixels. You literally just say, I have this many. I have like 100 NeoPixels. Maybe not that many, but you can say like I have X amount of NeoPixels in the animations, which will sort of adjust to that. And you can change colors around, and usually we have comments in the code where it says, I can change this to blue or green.
Oh, cool.
So it's really easy to get started with it. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So I've got the link to that blaster. I'll dump it in the chat real quick. But where you guys go into the blaster build, there's a prerequisite guides, there's parts that you'll have to get, tools and supplies, everything right there. So... awesome. You just really just have to tweak that project to fit for your Iron Man. Add some repulsor noises and lights and everything, and you're off to the races.
We did did a project with James Bruton. So he's working on Hulkbuster, and Hulkbuster is one of those like super long projects. Mm-hmm. So Phil B actually put together the code for this one, so Pedro just ran to go grab it, and it's is it one, two, how many NeoPixel rings?
So there's two rings, and then a third row of the sewable ones, so we could make them a little bit more bigger.
This one's really complex.
This is what James's chest.
So is that his arc reactor for the Hulkbuster?
Yeah, it's Unibeam. So there's two buttons on it, and one of the buttons cycles through different colors, and it maintains this beautiful animation of it spinning. And then I think the third or the second button kind of shoots out these sort of repulsor beams. So you put a guide for this one together as well.
Yep, it's on there.
And it uses a...
So there it is when it charges up, and then it just blasts.
Hey, super bright.
So you could definitely take that code and use it like on the
hands. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome. I'm just everyone in the chat, I am putting links to all of these projects in the show notes. It's going to be great. In fact, I'm mostly doing it for myself so that I can go back.
That's great. You can, of course, grab the design files as well if you want
cool.
to
yeah.
use that.
And again, it's easy to pick how many LEDs you want. Maybe you don't want a NeoPixel ring. You can just do a strip or something.
Yep. Yeah, just want to use a strip.
Or have individual ones. There's all sorts of flavors of NeoPixels.
Yeah.
So they come in little bits, strips, sticks.
Yeah. Like,
we try to come up with all the different shapes.
Have like sewable ones, so you can use conductive thread and actually just thread it through onto your actual garment.
That's awesome. In fact, a good thing to do as well might be even just if you don't have a project in mind, just get the components for that project and just do it.
Yeah.
And you'll learn so much just by following along. That'll get your brain thinking, oh, I can apply that to what I want to accomplish with this other costume build.
Oh, man.
All right, cool. Thank you, Mark, for the question. Next one comes from Mike. Not really a question. He just says that he has a pile of EL tape coming in the mail, and he's worried he's going to set himself on fire.
EL tape. So that one's a little bit more different. We actually have a guide. Did Becky put that together, I think?
I believe
so. Yeah, it tells you all about EL wire or EL wires, EL panels. How can you cut it? You can cut it in different shapes.
I don't think the tape you can, but the wire.
Yeah. No, I think you can. She did like different patterns, remember? She put it on a helmet.
So you can
cut it in different patterns. So I would definitely refer back to that guide. I've done a little bit of work with EL. And I didn't cut it or anything, but you are able to cut it and shape it and things. Mm-hmm. But it's relatively safe. I mean, if I think she
zapped.
Says you can get zapped a little bit. It's just like putting a 9-volt on your tongue, which is
it's not that bad.
You might like that. I don't know. You might like that.
But she made some cool projects with that. She made like these glowing Chuck shoes.
Yeah.
And she cut it into like a shape of a star.
That's right.
You can wear
just
it on
her
shoes.
I see a Tron bag.
There's a Tron bag. Yes, it's cool. I think she did it on her couch too. It was like a Tron couch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested because I got a 10 centimeter squared EL panel.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make a static Pip-Boy screen. I've got the actual Pip-Boy, and I don't want. It doesn't need to be animated or anything, but I want it to glow green. So, but it's a little big, so I want to trim it and.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if that would destroy it or not.
She has a video on that.
Yeah.
So
there's probably some things to look out for, but if you follow through it, I think you should be safe. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That was Becky Stern.
Yep.
Did the thing, and I'll have to find the link and put it in the show notes later, but that's definitely going to happen. EL tape guide. Cool. All right, thank you for the concern. That came to us from Mike. You're going to be okay, Mike. Give it a try.
Watch the video first.
Yeah.
Here's one from Jerome, and he's curious. What are some good methods for figuring out the power draw for a costume? For example, he says, say you have several servos plus an effects soundboard and multiple LEDs. It's tough because a servo could draw anywhere from 1 to 4 amps depending on the load.
Yeah.
Trying to calculate battery life is difficult. I have only half of those words I understand. So if you guys have any insight, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna
keep referring to like there's a guide for that. And that's
absolutely.
Great. So there is one called All About Power, I believe. It's on Learn.Adafruit. And there's
takes you through the equation of how to
there's a few equations you can do. And I think there's even some online tools, some calculators. You can just punch in some numbers, and you can get you always want to have a little bit more headroom. You can, of course, refer to that.
I see one that's all about batteries. Is that it or no?
That would be the one, yeah. It's all about batteries.
Awesome.
Yeah, so how do you, like, kind of pick the right battery for your project?
That's something, I always just default to the batteries that I bought, and then I make the project work with those. And I understand that a lot of times, you should probably work the other way around. But then again, I haven't gone too much further than just doing LEDs. So now that I'm like, I want like rotors and exhaust things and lights and sounds, I'm probably going to have to do due diligence and figure this stuff out. So all about batteries. Awesome.
This is going to be a good question. It's always power. Because everyone always wants to power like 100 neopixels. It's like, wait, you gotta kind of need a proper power supply for that.
But I have these four AA's.
Yeah.
It's like, no, the four AA's won't work.
Adam in the chat is also pointing out that you can use the Pip-Boy app on your phone. Yeah, that's really cool too. But I also need to use my phone. I can't. And I also broke the front button on my phone, so I can't access it if it's locked in my Pip-Boy. we were talking about that last week. Someone's actually sending me an old broken phone that the screen still works, so I can put the Pip-Boy app on that, lock it in there, good to go.
Yeah, I think some cheap Android phones that you can get on eBay or sort, like some of the older ones. Yeah. Like, I don't know, $50 or something.
Yeah,
maybe cheaper.
With the EL panel that I got, I really just want like a display thing. Like I don't wear the Pip-Boy because it's bulky and cumbersome, but I just want it to like be glowing when it's sitting on the mantle.
Yeah,
it'll definitely be a lot lighter that way.
Yeah. And if those are cool because you can just plug it into the wall and it's like, I have an infinite power, more or less.
Okay, let's grab another one. That last one was from Jerome. Thank you, Jerome. Next one comes from our buddy Fearless Facade. He says, as a complete beginner in the world of electronics, do you guys sell beginner packs of components or any suggestions on a good starting point for using the products, like a kit for just doing lights, let's say, like LED lights?
Yeah, I think a good one would be, what do you think? I think the NeoPixel goggles would be a really fun one.
That's a really good one.
Really get to learn how to solder and how to wire and how to chain NeoPixels. Yeah. And that's a really good thing. So like data in, data out. Mm-hmm. And the code is already there for you. So that's the NeoPixel goggles project.
It's nice because you are going to need a little bit of dexterity because the through holes for the NeoPixel rings is kind of small, but it's a nice little trainer.
Oh, that's cool. Definitely. I see Bluetooth controlled NeoPixel goggles. I see kaleidoscope eyes. There's a couple of them on there. But
probably the kaleidoscope eyes then.
Yeah, awesome.
I think that one's a little bit more it's not so expensive, right? Because I think it's a little bit more money for the Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, you can look that up or look. I'll have a link again in the show notes. In the chat there, Lon says, I could vinyl cut an overlay or laser cut a vinyl overlay for the EL panel. A couple things, Lon. Yeah, vinyl has PVC in it, so putting it in the laser is bad news. Second, I have a vinyl cutter, so I'll just use that.
Oh, perfect.
But
that's a good idea.
Good thing to remember, the materials you put in your laser, some of them become toxic once melted.
Oh, yeah.
Goggles. Awesome. Good starter project right there. Again, these I might grab a couple of these just so that I do them and get my feet wet. Okay, good question that came to us from Fearless Facade. Let's see. Django has a question. He says, when is a project too big for a Trinket? Or when is it too small for an Arduino? Or when should you use a Trinket?
Yeah, that's a good question. It depends on what you're sort of doing with it, of course. So if you're just powering LEDs, a Trinket's perfect. So when is it too big? When it's too big is when the code just is too big, when it won't fit on the actual, eight kilobytes of data. So once it gets too big, then you do have to move on. I think that's probably where it is.
If you're just using like a couple of LEDs, that's where.
Yeah, Trinkets is fine. $7 Yeah.
Fantastic. Would you say if you're doing lights and sounds, maybe that might go? You might have to go with a bigger thing.
We'll definitely get to the threshold. If it's like super simple sounds, like we made these little, Philby worked on these little jewelry things that had a, it was a Mario cube sound, so it had like one LED, and when you like hit it, it would do the little, you know, the little coin ding sound, and that was just like, you know, right at the threshold of that, 'cause it's activating a light, it has a little vibration sensor in there. And then it's doing the, with the piezo, it's doing the noise.
Yeah, the thing with that one is it's actually code that's generating the sound. So it's actually raw, like 8-bit sound.
Mm, yeah.
So that one's really interesting. That's probably why it's like exceeding it. Yeah. But if you want to, you know, add sound, you can use like the sound effects board, which kind of offloads that mm-hmm. data. That's why there's you kind of break apart your components, so you can do. Just the lights on one controller and just the sounds on another one.
So that would be that sound effects board with a Trinket then.
Yep.
Cool. All right, there you go, Django. Let's grab another one. This is from our buddy Air Bubbles from Air Bubbles Cosplay. And she wants to know, let's see, she's been learning and getting into making her own circuits. She's been interested in trying out NeoPixels, such as rings and strips, but don't know where to start. How would one know what is... I'm sensing a trend here. Everyone's very interested in learning this stuff, but they don't know where the jumping off point is. So I'm really stoked that we got to have this talk. how would one know what's best to use? Like a single LED, or just go ahead and use like a NeoPixel ring or strip?
Depends on the form factor.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all kind of the same. They're just laid out differently. So, you know, if you want to start with a stick, you want to have a project that is going to fit with that stick. If you have something for the ring, the rings are really cool because they can fit on all sorts of different things. It can be goggles. It can be something on your arm band. It can mm-hmm. be something on your palm.
Your Iron Man repulsors.
That's right.
Yeah. And it even could the be bigger pendant. Ones, it could be just like the arc. So you can have it, you know, just like one, because they come in four different pieces. You can just have, you know, one.
Oh, that's the big, like, that's the big, like 16. The 60. Yeah, it comes in little pieces. That's a little bit more challenging because you have to solder those four pieces together.
But if you just need to use, you know, one of the arcs, that's a something to think about as well.
So I would get probably the six, is this the six? Yeah, the 16 NeoPixel ring. So this is actually just a simple circuit that I have here. So you can see it just need, well, I mean, I have four wires into it, and it gets wired into the little Trinket here. And if you want to get fancy, you can have this little guy, which recharges your battery. Ooh. But you can also solder the battery to the Trinket battery, if you want, but I highly recommend doing it this way. I mean, it kind of looks like a mess of wires. Oh, yeah, and then I have a switch. So
I mean, it depends on the form.
It gets a little bit, yeah.
If you want to have it all nice and compact, you can solder it to the battery.
Yeah. Oh, let me turn it on, obviously. And
does that, do you just plug it in through USB to charge the battery?
That's right, yeah. So,
oh,
so
wow. Just,
oh, it's really bright right now. And this is sort of like the default animations that come with the NeoPixel library.
Man, yeah. Things too.
And of course, you can change the brightness in the code as well.
Yeah.
And you can get, like with the NeoPixel thing, you have the rings and everything, but are there just single light ones?
There are just single light ones. Yeah. And those several come different in different ones. Types. There's like a breadboard friendly one, there is a mini one, there's a sewable one. So I can see why you're like, well, which one do I get?
Right.
You know? I think. It definitely depends on your project because it's just the format. They all have the same type of pins, you know, these little pins here that you get the wires to. So it really just kind of depends on what do you want to fit it into, I think.
And with those guys, too, you could just put power on them, right? And they would just light up?
So you do need some sort of microcontroller for these to work. So that's the one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You do need a data line. Like if you just powered it, it doesn't know what to do. Right?
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
That's actually a really good thing to know too. So if you're going to grab some of those, then you'll want to get a kit that would you be able to fully finish something. Otherwise, I would say just grab, you know, a coin cell battery and some LEDs just to get your foot through the door, but I'm gonna grab you know what this really means I'm gonna go buy all of these things because This, I mean, the chat's great. You guys have awesome questions, but this is really for me.
Well, to remind you, Bill, you still have store credit from when we first started talking.
That's
right.
Okay, cool. That's great. I will make good use of that. There you go, Ariel. And if she's local, if you want to play with some NeoPixel stuff, let me know, and we'll come hang out. Actually, nice. I have a brother. My brother Smidge McDuff is in the chat as well, and he built a bunch of Iron Man stuff, awesome. Including a face mask that opens and repulsors and everything. Yeah. So we'll have a party. We'll have a an electronics build party at my house.
NeoPixel party.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's grab a couple more questions here. We have a handful that are specific to lights. And this is a question that I get frequently, and I'm curious what you guys think. Habiteer Workshop wants to know, what's the best way to make things glow and diffuse a light so it doesn't have those hot spots?
Yeah. So the thing with diffusion is, like, the more distance you have from your object, from the LED light, the light source, the more diffused you're going to get.
Another variable also is how many shells or wall thicknesses that you have in your print.
That's for 3D printing. But there's several things you can use. You can use something simple as like paper to sort of diffuse the light. You can sort of sand stuff down to get rid of, like, make it frosty, like if it's a transparent thing. So there's all sorts of different things you can do, but transparency. And having, not so transparent, more like opaque, I guess is a little bit better. But it is all about the distance. Like, the more distance you have, the more softer, the more spread out that light's going to get.
Yeah. With some of the stuff I've done, getting it further away is the best way. But I've even just taken opaque white acrylic, and it's thin. It's like an eighth of an inch thick, but it'll diffuse the light really well. Even though it's opaque, some of the light still gets through. So, but you mentioned the 3D prints. I did little headlights for an RC car, and I 3D printed them with a transparent filament, but there's still like print lines and infill and everything. Yeah. And that actually did a great job of diffusing the light for the headlights. So, or that sword that you had, the Halo sword, when you hit that was a 3D printed blade, I presume.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That, also, the angle too that you're shining the NeoPixels onto, because if it's like straight at it, it's not going to diffuse as much as if it's like at an angle. Okay. So that's another thing to think about as well.
Cool.
You're mounting your lights.
Very good. Thank you, Habiteer Workshop. And the next one is from Uterotter. Okay. Doing a League of Legends cosplay, of course, with a head jewel and wrist jewels. I want them to light up blue, but I also want them to last all day long. So suggestions for LEDs, batteries, etc.
That's a cool one. So if you just want to light up and stay on, no fancy animations, you could definitely just use a standard LED. So just power and ground. And you probably want a USB battery bank, something that you can recharge. That's all set and ready to go. We sell quite a few, just like your standard cell phone battery backups.
Yeah,
do a work. And then wiring those, you can get like a USB cable and cut the end off, and then wire that into the LED.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to use a resistor that will limit the current so you don't explode the LED.
Yeah.
But on Learn That Adafruit for the Com, there's one guide called All About LEDs, and it's more about being cautious of how much power you're getting into the LED so you don't explode it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good guide to check out.
I've exploded some LEDs in my day.
I have to. You get the smoke, the magic smoke that comes out when that happens. But a lot of the LEDs that we have in the shop are actually, they're pretty nice. They can give it quite a few volts and it won't explode. They're kind of the nicer ones. There's a lot of cheap ones you can get, but these are pretty nice.
Cool. I'll add a link to that guide in the show notes. All About LEDs. And also you can get, like, if you just look up LED calculator on Google, then you'll find all sorts of resistance calculators that'll help out too. I know I've got, like you said, for your cell phone, I got a beefy, like, crazy battery that'll charge my phone 10 times. And if you're powering an LED on it, it'll last weeks. Like,
it'll last weeks.
Yeah.
It'll last like months.
Yeah. So you don't need to get a giant beefy one, but if you have one already for your phone, you could use it for different costumes. You know, just
get a cheap USB cable that you can sacrifice.
Yeah. Cut the end on it. Yeah.
Or you could be like the battery everybody else siphons off.
Yeah.
Be like the helper, you know, at the convention. Be like, I got power.
Yeah. Design it so you have like a USB hub on your shoulder, and people can just plug cell phones into you.
That's cool.
Awesome. Let's see here. That came from Utrotter. Our pal Rocket Man Props has a question. He's curious about EL tape as well. And he's curious if he wants to make sure that he got all of the appropriate parts to make them work. So what do you need to make EL tape work?
So there's usually an inverter that comes with your EL tape. And mm-hmm. if it doesn't, I think you can get a standalone inverter. But that's what converts the battery properly to power the EL. So you do need like a little special thing for it.
And of course, on the shop, we sell several different ones.
Just the inverters, right?
Inverters, mm-hmm. yeah. We have even sound reactive ones, too. So we
can, that's right. Those
are
cool.
To the like music or
so I can
sound
yell,
effects going.
I can yell at my Pip Boy and it'll be like,
go to your voice,
There you go.
Usually the inverters are one in this. It's like it has the battery in it. Like you change out your little double A's or whatever it has, triple A's. So it's sort of built into that. And it has like a little standard, is it a JST connector? It's like a little standard connector that plugs into it. Mm-hmm.
It's different than a JST. It's a little weird.
Yeah. P2, I think.
But they should plug up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah. A buddy of mine, she put together a costume that had EL wire in different spots set up to a sequencer. So it would like go dink,
so cool.
dink, dink. Okay. It would like sequence. It was really neat. Super easy to set up because you just connected it. You had to solder EL wire, which is kind of a pain, but but it was super easy to set up. So there you go. You got it, Rocket Man. You're all set.
Sweet.
All right, next question. This one comes from our friend Kat Valkyrie, another local who I'm sure I could twist her arm into coming to a soldering party. She's done all kinds of stuff. You guys have probably seen some of her stuff. She's done all sorts of electronics and cool things. And she admitted to having spent many, many dollars at the Adafruit store. Let's see here. In the last few years, I probably used 10 to 12 meters of NeoPixels and NeoPixel rings, as well as steadily growing pile of trinkets for cosplay stuff. So she likes it. She's looking into a Bluetooth-enabled lighting effect and the blue fruit-enabled feather. Let's see. I know you can control the NeoPixel color via a color wheel on the app. Is there a way to be able to switch between coded state-based programs? Forgive me because this is all Greek to me. Easily in the app, or is that something I'd have to make my own app for?
So we do have some demo code available. That's actually what Paige was using on his energy sword. Yeah. So do you want to show the app real quick here?
Yeah.
Let me do this here. And I guess take a look at the energy sword project and look at the code section.
So this will work on Android or iOS.
Right. So we have an app to go with our module.
Oh. Way too bright.
And it's too bright. You can turn it down a little bit. And you basically, I think she knows what you're doing. So she just check out the code for the energy sword, load it up into the Adafruit Blue Fruit, and then just fire up this app. And then so we have just four buttons. It's 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I think even your Daft Punk helmet that you did has like the same sort of code
it's
base.
Exact same thing, yeah.
So you can just trigger, or each button has a different set of animations. So you can cycle through them that way.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of pre-programmed for you. And then you can, of course, go into the code and either change the colors or sort of remap the animations to different buttons.
Kat is in the chat right now, and she says, ooh. Awesome. Sweet.
Are you loading up the... the Larson scanner. Oh
yeah.
So this is Paige's Daft Punk guy, not Guy Manuel, Thomas Bangalter's. Yeah. So the front is what's controlling. He's controlling the different animations. So this one has Philby's Larson scanner.
You want to change the camera over to your face.
All right, here we go. Whoop.
There we go.
You can switch between the colors.
Yeah, so that one's like more of like the Larson scanner, and then I think button two. Oh, and that one's like a rainbow effect, so it'll kind of cycle through a color wheel.
What?
And that kind of goes through.
And it also works on your iWatch as well. if you just want to have your phone in your pocket, it's a little bit more easier to control from there.
Yeah.
So you can do that as well.
But again, it works with Android as well.
Android and all the other.
So check out that code.
Yeah.
It is up there.
That is so cool. Kat says, she says, cool, I'll probably be buying one of those then. Sale made.
Yay.
Fantastic. Yeah,
it's a great little module.
Because it has your battery charger, it has Bluetooth on it, the app, you know, works on everything.
Yeah, that battery charging circuit, it really makes, like, everything together. Because before you really do, like, how I was showing you before, you kind of need, like, at least two boards to have, not just, you know, powering the LEDs, but also to recharge your battery, because your battery will kind of run out.
Mm-hmm. That's the Blue Fruit?
Yes, the Blue Fruit Feather. The
Blue
Feather
Fruit
line.
Feather, ooh.
Yeah. Flyaway.
Awesome. I like the names of these things.
Yeah, Lamar felt like they...
Philby, actually, yeah, he comes up with a lot of the names.
Yeah.
That's great. Because I'll be honest, I went to... There's an electronics store here nearby, and I went there to, like... I don't know, I'm like, I just need to make lights blink on a thing. And these are, like, the curmudgeonly, like...
Aww.
Dudes that are like, why would you want to do that? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm a cosplayer. But if you go in and I'm like, I want NeoPixels, yo. Like, oh, that's a cool name. Breaking down the barrier to entry for wacky art students like me. Let's see here. We have time for, let's do one more question. Pink Star wants to know, I have the RGB W NeoPixel strips. Can I use? Can I still use the RGB NeoPixel library? Wants to get a blue-white crossfade, but I'm not sure how to go about it being a first-timer.
Yeah, there's you can use it. There is with the NeoPixel library, there's different example sketches, and there's one called Simple that I think you can use. Or you could probably just use the strand test and then comment out all of the color wipes, and then there's one called Rainbow Cycle. And if you scroll down into the code, I wish I had it open, but you can comment out segments of the code and just type in the RGB value that you want. In this case, it's white, so you would just use to do white, you just use a number across R, G, and B. So if you put like 50. Across the RGB, you get a white for each one of those RGBs, because that's how you actually get white. You just add all colors.
All
to
the
get
color,
white.
Yeah.
All the colors. But actually, I think Kumi did a video as well on how to modify the Rainbow Cycle code.
And she actually did one everybody's been requesting. So
yeah.
Definitely check out Kumi's
video.
Yeah,
I check that one out, because it just like takes that strand test code and just comments it out and simplifies it, so it's just color fading in and out of one LED. Yeah.
Do you know, was that her recent video?
That was her recent video.
Yeah, I'll link to that in the show notes for
Hi,
sure.
Guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, the one with her dog in it, the one with the LEDs wrapped around her dog. Yeah, that's the one.
Super cute.
Awesome. No, it's a great job explaining how the code works. So.
Yeah. No, Svetlana is a superstar. We got to get her back on the show at some point.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm putting that link in the show notes as well. If you guys haven't watched it, it's worth it just for the corgi and a bunch of really good information. Cool. That's it. That's all the questions and all the time we have. But holy crap, we covered a whole lot. And I understood most of it, so I'm pretty excited.
Great. And if you guys have any more questions, we do a live show as well. It's on every Thursday. It's actually today. It's on Thursday at 11 a.m. ET.
Okay.
So that's probably kind of early PT. Huh? I think it's like
11 o'clock our time. And we still have ET. A coupon code that's running until
11:59
p.m.
If you want to purchase something right now, you can get 10% off your order.
Oh, my God. Kat, go. Get your feather.
Yeah. So here's a secret. We have a coupon code every week. It's on Wednesdays and Thursdays, so you get kind of like 2 days to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, so this week's code is 3DDOLL.
Okay.
That's the coupon code.
3D and then
D-O-L-L. And there you go. You get 10% off. Yay!
Coupon code. Awesome. I'm adding that. That's fantastic. Hey, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. This has been awesome.
Yeah, this was very fun.
Thank you. I'm super inspired to go make lights, and I'm probably going to start with lights.
Fun. Lights. Oh, that's how we started. That's how everyone
uses. Yeah, and then I'm going to...
drug.
That Tesla rifle, I think, is going to be the... push myself a little bit.
Sweet.
Hey, chat, you guys, thank you so much for bringing these incredible questions. You guys are very ambitious, and I'm excited to see what they end up making.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
And, yeah, definitely, if anybody wants to have it shared on the blog, email support at adafruit.com.
Oh, that's perfect.
Or tips. That's how a lot of the tips come in, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are working on any cool electronics projects with your costumes and props, definitely let them know. Is there anything else you guys want to push? Or do you? Where should people follow all the things on all the social media networks?
Yeah, just at Adafruit on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitters,
Instagrams.
We do it all.
All right. Awesome. That's really cool. All right, that's everything we have for today. I'm going to run and start playing with this. Actually, I have to rebuild the box I made for this this thing, but I'll get it done. But thank you again, everyone, and we will not have a show next week, but we will be back the week after that, and I hope I see a whole bunch of you at San Diego Comic-Con. Till the next time, everybody, go have fun.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yay. And that's the end of the show. And everyone in the chat as well. Hey, Patch just got a new puppy. I was given specific instructions. You are to help Hey, Patch name the puppy. It's a female French bulldog, and it is not to be named Doggy McDogface.
Oh, that's so freaking cute.
So put...
Just the other day.
Put name suggestions in the chat, you guys. Adafruit. I'm making a note. Adafruit on all the social medias. Do you guys have any... Are you guys ever dipping your toe into the cosplay world? You have any ideas?
I think as we make more projects, we're getting more and more deeper into it. Mm-hmm. So it's eventually we'll have a full suit, because that's the one thing that we haven't done. We do props and things, but
yeah,
we haven't done a whole bodysuit.
Oh, yet. Well, I know a guy who wrote a book on making foam armor.
Yes,
actually, if you want to have it in the store, Lamarfield always want to have more cosplay stuff.
Yeah, I will. I will email you guys about all of that stuff.
Awesome.
And, okay, cool. That's perfect. I'm just making notes here. Perfect. Cool. That's it. That's all we got. Awesome. I'm going to go. Right. I got to go finish my costume for Comic-Con.
Yep. All right, man. We'll have a good
safe
one.
Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels. We'll be following you on the socials and seeing your posts. Perfect. And we know you post a lot on Instagrams.
Thanks again. Thanks for putting this thing together, too. This is going to be so perfect.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Our pleasure.
All right.
Well, cool. And if any other questions, you know, hit us up.
Yep.
We'll be sure to get it to you as soon as possible. Awesome. And we'll stay in touch, man.
Cool. All right. Later, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye, guys.
All right, chat. That's all we got. Puppy name, Ada? That's not a bad name, Ada. Jabba the Rough. Oh, there's some good names coming in there for you, Hey Patch. Spanky. Spanky's pretty good, too. All right, you guys, I gotta go have dinner. You guys can hang out as long as you want, figure out a name for Hey Patch's dog, but I'm gonna go have dinner. Good hanging, everyone. Thanks again for just always being awesome and bringing great questions. I sound like a broken record, but... I feel honored that you guys keep bringing the awesomeness. So, you guys are great. Hopefully, I see a bunch of you at Comic-Con. All right, I'm out of here. Yes, Ninja Moose, you do see an SLS printer. Actually, here's an exclusive. They sent me a review Form 2 printer. Look at that thing. It's amazing! I'm really excited. That's all part. We have a Prop 3D. We're going to be shooting more new episodes of that, our second season of that, and that's part of it. When we went to Maker Faire, I met all these companies and I told them we wanted to do more videos, and they're like, well, we should expand the scope of it and get to try a whole bunch of new stuff. So I hope you guys are excited for Prop 3D season 2, because we're gonna have just a ton of really cool stuff. Okay, all right, now I'm really gonna go have dinner later, gang. Have a great evening.